That was on the first session for anything of growing up and getting old.
Yeah. Right.
Because that was from...
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was all the way at the very first. And I had just gotten the first roughs, like board mixes out.
For Beer Man and the Barstool.
And I was so excited to play it for Rob because I loved that song.
He hated it.
But so like, slammed it, bro. It's like, that's what you want though, really. 100%. Right? It's like you want somebody to go.
Be honest about
to
it.
To want it to be the best.
Yeah, I wanted it.
It's like, because he believed in that song so much. And like, we played it and I played it for him in the car and he was like, He's like, I just want it to be cooler than this.
Yeah.
My dumbass got in there when they first cut it and said, this ain't good.
That was you.
Yeah.
I was there too. I was saying, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. And
yeah, wow. But, yeah, I always lamented that. I'm like,
what was the difference? Do you remember?
It's
was it more like up and up?
There was no angst in the track. It felt good. It was syncopated. It had a really cool texture.
Yeah, it never went anywhere from the verse to the chorus. It never like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It never changed in like dynamically speaking.
And also the lyric is kind of tragic in a way anyway, and it wasn't a tragic track.
I wanted it to be darker, I think. Yeah. But that's one of those titles I always joke with Luke about that song because, man, you had that title 2016 maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, we were in like, it was before radio tour, we were in hotels, Cappy was driving around the van, and something got brought up about the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't remember. I just remember we were in a shitty hotel room, and Luke was like, man, it'd be cool to do like the Beer, the Band, the Barstool. And so ever since then, I've always been like, dude, I'm so glad I had that idea.
I didn't even know that. I just got chill bumps thinking because we were sitting on that porch in Boone.
Yeah.
And we were scrolling through. We were doing the idea thing. We'd thrown some out, and nothing was, and it was late that night. And I think that was the first day you got there. And we had that fire going out there on that porch and just scrolling through.
I love the crickets in that work
tape. Yeah, same, dude. And you said, Luke, you're like, what about this one? And you kind of said that. You're like, we started this thing or had this thought
a while back
and said it. And, man, same thing. That as soon as you said that thing, it just.
That was a long write, too. We wrote like long into the night.
That place was sick.
Like hearing the song for the first time, the recorded version, I've lived with. Because, you know, sometimes we'll write songs and we'll go immediately get them demoed, and that's the version you listen to until something happens or nothing happens. But with this one, we just work tape it right there on that picnic table, and you can hear it starts off with the crickets in the background.
Awesome.
And you can just hear, like, Boone, North Carolina, and the thing and the work tape, and then being able to hear Luke play me. He's like, dude, you haven't even heard Beer Band Barstool yet. And hearing that for the first time was super cool, you know, to hear it. You know, produced out. I've always loved that song. I was super, super proud of that one to make the record.
Yeah, I'm glad we got it right.
We had to listen to the lyric more when we were recutting so that it kind of matched. It sort of felt like you could picture this guy in this situation. I thought that was the biggest thing that missed in the first track to me.
Yeah.
It was like.
Didn't Luke say too that he was like, no, man, this is like an old country song?
Yeah.
Like, right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
Yeah.
Yeah.